The Family That Couldn't Sleep, A Medical Mystery, by D.T. Max. Narrated by Grover Gardner. Copyright 2006 by Daniel Max. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with D.T. Max and Random House, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House, Inc., and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Dedication for Sarah. Dove andrai tu andrò anch'io, e dove starai tu io pure starò. Now all my hours are trances, and all my nightly dreams are where the dark eye glances, and where thy footstep gleams, in what ethereal dances, by what Italian streams. Edgar Allan Poe, The Assignation. Protein, so far as we know, does not replicate itself all by itself, not on this planet anyway. Looked at this way, the prion seems the strangest thing in all biology, and until someone in some laboratory figures out what it is, a candidate for modern wonder. Lewis Thomas. Introduction. In October 1997, Stanley Prusiner, a professor at the University of California, San Francisco, who had spent 25 years studying prions, went to Stockholm to receive the prize he called the Big One from the King of Sweden. His great achievement was to show that the prion, the infectious agent responsible for bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or mad cow disease, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, and a disease in sheep called scrapie, was not a virus or a bacterium, but a protein, a non-living thing. Protein, as the name suggests, is prime proto-matter.